All right, Rabbi Say, good morning, good morning. Let us begin. We're continuing. So I didn't end up recording yesterday's shiur. So actually what we're going to start with this morning is yesterday's chelik. And then Meretz Hashem will do a little extra, and then I'll record the rest of Mondays today, Meretz Hashem. So remember, we find ourselves in Parak Gimel in the third chapter of Chovos Levavos Shaar B'Tochen. So remember again, in this particular section that we started on Friday, we were speaking about the idea, we've been placing such an emphasis on the development of bitachon and what the criteria are necessary in order to have bitachon, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets those particular criteria. What's interesting then is now we've started a discussion about, with all of that bitachon, yet man has to put in hishtadlus, man has to put in effort. So we're trying to reconcile these two ideas. Right? Why is it that if I have to have complete bitachon, so wouldn't complete bitachon obviate the need, remove the need for any kind of ishtablos, excuse me, for any kind of human effort? So essentially, excuse me, the Mechaber is giving two reasons as to why it is that ishtablos is still necessary. So reason number one that we saw on Friday was based on the idea that ishtablos is the way that Hashem tests us. Each of us, right, he creates each of us with deficiencies. Now, deficiencies in this context means there are things that I need that I'm not born with, right? Things that I have to acquire. Food, drink, you know, intimacy, companionship, all these different things that are basic human needs that are external to me. So now I have to go out in the world and I have to acquire them. Of course, what's the Shaila? How I'm going to acquire them. Am I going to acquire them in a way that is appropriate, that is within the bounds of halacha, that is within the norms of Yiddishkeit? Or chas v'shalom, am I going to go ahead and look outside of the normative framework? So that's the fundamental shayla. And again, so therefore, hishtadlus really serves as the mechanism through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and tests our commitment to Him. So we now pick up Vasheni. The second reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the need for ishtablus, this is incredible. Kilo hutzrach ha'adam l'trach, u'lechazer u'lesabev la'avaz tarfo. Because were it not necessary for a person to exert himself in order to acquire all the different things that he needs, listen to this, haya boit v'rodev achar ha'averus. Now let's say, what would he do? He would sin. Or to say a little bit simpler, the enemy of man is free time. Free time. Unstructured free time is a recipe for disaster. So if a man had, now when we say unstructured free time, that doesn't mean that a person shouldn't relax, right? Remember, unstructured free time just means when a person doesn't have a need to accomplish things. Remember, relaxing, right? There's also a form of accomplishment and relaxation so that a person could rejuvenate, so that a person could restore themselves. What he's saying is, imagine for a moment, that a person did not have the need to exert themselves for their parnasa, right? Imagine that a person didn't have to exert themselves for their basic physical needs. So at the end of the day, I'd have all of this unstructured time, and as a result of that unstructured time, what would happen? I would end up chas v'shalom committing averos and rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayo mashkiach amashu chayi ba'atol v'salakim alof. And ultimately, again, I would not need to heed my obligations towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in exchange for the good that I need from Hashem. Kimo shenemar vayakinar v'nevel tov v'cholil yai mishtehem v'espal Hashem lo yabitu u'mase yadav lo roi. Quotes the pasuk from Yeshayo, which literally says, and there are harp and flute and tambourine and wine at their drinking feasts, and the work of Hashem they do not regard. In other words, this idea that when man is not busy with providing for his day-to-day needs, he gets himself in all kinds of trouble. Va'amar, va'yishman yishurun va'yivat. And the pasuk in Chumash says, yishurun is klal Yisrael. So the Torah says, yishurun got fat, and they kicked. So of course, getting fat in this context means they're just overindulged. In other words, they have everything and anything they want with absolutely no effort. Shamanta avisa kasisa vayitosh eloka aso. So we'll say, this is really an incredible idea. So it turns out that what the Mechaber is really highlighting over here is that hishtadlos is for our own effort, is for our own benefit. See, just want to point out just the contrast between the two approaches. In approach number one, hishtaglus is necessary because hishtaglus itself is the means through which Hashem tests our resolve and our dedication towards Him. In the second approach, hishtaglus is necessary because hishtaglus keeps us out of trouble. Essentially, hishtaglus keeps me off the streets. Keeps me off the streets. In other words, I'm busy, I'm involved, I have stuff I have to do, I have stuff sitting on my head, and therefore, as a result, I don't really have time to go ahead and get myself into too much trouble. Because hishtaglus is the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps me busy. He goes on, and we'll say, and again, we see this concept of Chazal will say, it's one of, such an important idea. We see this concept that Chazal expressed this idea of how important it is to lead a busy, structured life. From Zichron Levracha, Yafa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. It's good to learn and have a job. Right? Why is it good to learn and have a job? Shigias Shneya Mashkacha Savon. Because when you're busy with both of these things, then what happens? Well, say, no, you have a day of learning and working, and by the time the day is finished, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to go to sleep. Right? You want to go to sleep. And that's good. That's good. You know why? Because ultimately, when you're tired, Mashkachas Avon, you don't have that much energy to sin. V'chol Torah she'eni mamalacha, similarly again, any Torah that's not accompanied by work. And I will say, work in this context can mean a job. Work in this context means it means work. It means work, right? It means, in other words, whatever you're doing, you're exerting yourself over it, right? I'm struck. Let's say the whole chap is structure. We know this just from our own lives. This is a simple thing, right? When I have an unstructured day or unstructured time, even if I'm not getting myself into trouble, lemaisa, I'm not accomplishing what I could be accomplishing. Versus, again, when my day is structured and my day is filled, I know what I have to do at different times. Besides the fact that I'm super accomplished, it's also like I feel good. When you feel good, you generally don't want to get into things that are going to derail that positive momentum. He goes on, it's v'chol shekein, yishein l'chelik b'achas man. Ultimately, again, he said, v'lo sam al libachas. Saying, I will say, if somebody's not involved in Torah, and somebody's not involved in malacha, right? If a person's not involved in either of these things, then what's going to happen? V'haya mechamlas habari yis'ala ala adam shi'etridu be'inyanei ha'olam v'achariso lis'ase kol yimei chaye bazeh. It will say, this is actually incredible. He says, it is a form of compassion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us busy with our parnasa. So you're about to say, this is such a, it's also, it's just such a different paranasa, such a different perspective, right? When we think about, let's do a little word association, right? Or phrase association. I say preoccupation with paranasa, and you think? Okay, you're like, it's too early to think, right? So I'm not thinking anything, right? I'm just keeping my eyes open, right? You think, but again, if you were to think, you would say, right? Work, my association always was, like Adam Rishon, meaning what? We associate the need to be occupied with Parnasa as part of the fallout from the sin of Adam Rishon. Right? Part of what, when Adam sins, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him? Bezeasa pecha tocha lechem. From the sweat of your brow, you will eat bread. So, in other words, often the conception we have was, before Adam sinned, so what was going to happen? Right, whatever Hashem, God will provide. Right, in other words, Hashem Yazar. Now, what that means? Does that mean that Adam was never going to work? No, it doesn't mean that, because remember again, even from the beginning, the pasuk says that Hashem put Adam in Gan Eden la'avda ulishamra, to work it, right, to work it and to guard it. Now, again, it happens to be there's a machlokes hamafarshin. There's this among the commentaries. What la'avda means, right? Does la'avda mean to work the land? Does la'avda mean to go ahead and spiritual toil? Whatever it means, one thing is clear, which was, work was always part of the equation. So what's the fallout from the sin of Adam HaRishon? The fallout from Adam HaRishon is that sometimes you work and you don't get results, right? B'zeh HaSabach HaTolach HaLecha means everything has become much more complicated. That before the sin of Adam, Parnassa was a much more we'll call it straightforward kind of cause and effect endeavor. You put in the effort, you'll get the results. Now with Adam HaRishon sin, things become much more complicated and even a bit convoluted. But I'll say, but one thing is clear, which was work was always part of the equation. Why? And Rosh said, this is incredible. He says, because work is one of the greatest forms of mercy, one of the greatest forms of compassion that Hashem has upon us. Because it's through work that we're busy, and it's through busyness that we lead a structured life, and it's through structure that we're productive, and it's through structured productivity and busyness that we have less bandwidth, time, and desire for sin. We'll say, isn't it just a different way to look at life? The fact that I have to toil, and we'll say, by the way, this is the best thing to tell yourself after a very busy day. Right? Maybe you feel like a shtickel at the end of your rope. You're like, you know what? This was a form of compassion, because one thing is clear. I am too exhausted to do anything wrong. And I will say that in and of itself sometimes is a great gift from Hashem. And ultimately, again, I won't seek out anything I don't need, right? And I won't go ahead, right? And I will say not only that, but he says, it also keeps a person from pondering things that they shouldn't be pondering. Now I will say, it sounds like a very strange thing to say in the midst of a highly philosophical work, right? So here the Mechaber is saying, by the way, also, like part of what work does is it keeps your mind from wandering onto things that you really shouldn't be spending your time on. For example, Kamo Shamar Achacham, Kamas Ha'olam Nasam Balibam, Mibli Asher Lo Yinsa Ha'adam Es Hamasa Asher Asa Elkim Mirosh Liatzov. It was, you know, we saw this in Maseches Brachas, that sometimes, again, there's the concept of a person thinking about, well, what existed before the world? And what existed after the world? And why did the righteous suffer? And why did the wicked prosper? All great things. All great things. And the answer to all those questions is, right? Above your pay grade. Above your pay grade. Right? That goes to upper management, right? Upper management deals with those deep philosophical. So I said the good part about being busy is you have very little time to ponder some of these things which are important, but Lamaisi not going to find real resolution to. Vim hu magbir avodas alokim ubocher b'yiras. So listen, here's what's interesting. Now, there is a level. We're going to stop over here for today. I think I'm falling way behind, right, in all of this. But all right, we'll catch up, Amir Sashem. But I just want to introduce the next section, and then Amir Sashem, we have to get started with the daf. Is this idea that there is a level that a person could reach where ultimately, again, where hishtadlus becomes unnecessary. There is a level of piety and there is a level of righteousness that one could acquire. And that's why he said, let's just take a look at it. He says, v'imu magbir avodas alokimu bocher b'yiraso, uboteach po b'nyan etroso v'olamo. It will say, if a person does go ahead and literally elevate his avodas alokim, he elevates his service of God above everything else. Bocher b'yir aso. Literally, he goes ahead and he chooses to make yiras Hashem a tremendous priority. Ubocher bo b'inyanei torasa va'olamo v'sar min hadvarim hamegunim v'kosef l'midos hatovos. And I will say, a person stays away from negative things, desires ultimately to acquire only the best midos. Lo yivat b'menucha v'lo yite ala shalva. He doesn't go ahead and just choose the path of tranquility in life. V'lo yasir ha'yetzer. He resists the temptations of his yetzer. V'lo yipas v'kishvei olam, and ultimately he turns away from the indulgences of the world. Yistalik me alof torach ha'gilgol v'asibo v'avas tarfo. Rabbi said, this is incredible. Ultimately, if a person elevates himself above everything worldly, right? Elevates above everything, right? Goes ahead and turns away pleasures and indulgences and literally makes the acquisition of Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim, works on his midos, and he elevates this about everything else, such a person will not have to put in hishtadlus. Mipnei histalkus shnei haponim on his karmi alav, habechina vabi'ita betova, v'yivo'oyu tarfo b'li torech u'b'lo yegia kafisi puko mizono, kimo shnei emar, lo yariv Hashem nefesh tzadik. All right, so now we at least be caught up with Monday, right? So now listen to this. So this is incredible. We'll talk about this more next. there is a concept where a person could elevate himself to such a dramatic level that he does not need to put in his shtadlus. Where if a person goes ahead and literally elevates his relationship with Hashem above everything else in this world, and his relationship with Hashem is his primary priority, he won't need a shtadlus. I both say, the truth is it makes a lot of sense. Why does it make sense? Because the two reasons for a shtadlus, what are the two reasons for a shtadlus? Number one is that's how Hashem tests our commitment to Him. Number two, that's how Hashem ensures that we do not engage in erroneous behavior by keeping us busy with ishtaglus. Well, essentially, if a person is already demonstrating his unyielding commitment to Hashem, and a person is already leading a structured lifestyle through which he is maximizing his time in the way that he's living and his spiritual and physical output, essentially, hishtadlos becomes unnecessary. Hashem Baruch Hu says, you don't need hishtadlos in order to experience this spiritual actualization because you're already doing it. So if a person spiritually proactively goes ahead and meets the two criteria for which hishtadlos is necessary, but he meets those criteria without hishtadlos, for that person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for him even without this shot. So I'll say, all right, we'll stop over here. Again, I feel like I jumped into that too much, right? Just for the, and I didn't give it enough time, but at least again, it's the teaser for the next year. I'll say, shkoyach.